Blog Talk Radio.
Good. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Rick Lupert of the Poetry Superhighway. Welcome to Poetry Superhighway Live. It's our December 2013 edition of our monthly live call-in show. I say live, but you might be listening to this in the archive in the future, in which case it's not a live show, though you are probably alive. All right, then. The purpose of our show, of course, is to expose as many people to as many other people's poetry as possible. And the way that we do that is by asking you to call in and read your poem. The number to call in is area code 646-716-7362. We'll be on for an hour taking your calls, listening to your poems, and hopefully hearing about what's going on in your poetry world. Maybe it's a new project you have that you'd like to tell us about in addition to reading your poem, or maybe you're from a particular place that has a cool reading that you want to tell us about, or a particular event that's coming up, or something of that nature. We want to know about it. But most importantly, we want to hear your poetry. So call in and read. It's area code 646-716-7362, or take advantage of one of the other options to call in, the click to call, the Skype button, etc., which are available on the website that you're probably looking at right now because there's no other way to listen to the show live. A few things going on. Oh, well, I should also mention, maybe you're concerned about, content. Maybe you've got content that you feel is a little risque. Or maybe you feel the particular way that you write isn't exactly what we're looking for. Well, phooey. Hogwash. We're looking for whatever it is that you've written. We have no content or style restrictions here. If you've got a haiku, great. If you've got a sonnet, that's great. If you've got a free verse, that's great. Whatever you have, we want to hear it. Call in, 646-716-7362. I'd like to tell you about some things going on in Poetry Superhighway land. First of all, I want to mention, this is kind of exciting. At the half-hour mark of the show, I'm going to play a new spoken word track I received from a poet from Berlin, Germany, Marula Blades, who is a participant in our summer poetry contest, which just ended in October. You can, by the way, check out the winners of the contest by going to PoetrySuperhighway.com, clicking on the Poetry Superhighway website section there, and then you can see under special projects there's the contest, and you can see who won, you can read their poems, etc. But anyway, one of the participants who actually tied for fifth place is Marula Blades, and she will be, well, she won't be doing anything, but she did earlier in the week send me an MP3 of a poem, a spoken word track mixed with music, etc. So I'm going to be playing that at about 2:30 Pacific, 27 minutes from now, in case you're not in the Pacific time zone, as I suspect some of you are not. So that's cool. We play a spoken word track at the half-hour mark every month, assuming we have a new one to play. Maybe you've got one you want to submit. Send it to me in an email. Send an MP3 to me at rick@poetrysuperhighway.com. And I'd be more than happy to consider it for playing in the spoken word track segment of Poetry Superhighway Live. Now, to clarify what I'm looking for there, I'm not exactly looking for just a straight read, a recording of you doing a straight reading, because you can call in and do that live. But when I think of spoken word track for this segment, I want something that you've mixed with music at the very least, or done something so that has some kind of production value beyond a straight read. So you're augmenting your poem in some way with the production. If you want to do a straight read, why just call in? Again, 646-716-7362. All right. A couple other things going on I want to mention to you. We just had, a lot of you are familiar with the tradition in the United States of Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, which is the busiest shopping day of the year, where people were traditionally, in a commercial sense, the holiday shopping season begins. That, of course, doesn't work if you're Jewish this year, because Hanukkah started earlier than Thanksgiving. So Jews, don't listen to this. But, well, actually, you should listen, because actually what I'm talking about is not buying gifts. That's not the point of it. So keep listening, Jews. My mistake. Then that was followed up on Monday by Cyber Monday, something which, of course, developed since the advent of the Internet. It sounds religious when I say it that way, doesn't it? The Internet has advented. All praise the Internet on high. Thank you. That's a little bit I just worked out about the religious connotations of the Internet coming to be. Anyway, Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, the Monday after Black Friday, in which people, it's the busiest online shopping day of the year, and there's all kinds of crazy specials that happen online. Well, check it out. In the last couple of years, in response to the commercial craziness of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday has developed. Now, this is not a commercial thing at all. This is the idea here is that you, on Giving Tuesday, will make a donation to someone, some organization that makes the world a better place. Maybe it's an organization that feeds people. Maybe it's an organization that helps kids learn how to read. Maybe it's an organization that's a food bank. Maybe it's an organization that helps to cure cancer. Whatever it is, there's a million different nonprofit organizations, charitable groups that are helping to make the world a better place. Well, so we at the Poetry Superhighway think that that is a fantastic idea. And as a result, what we have organized is our own participation in Giving Tuesday. We've published a list of five or six literary and poetry organizations that we think are worthwhile, and that all happen to be, by the way, non-profit organizations, which we would love for you to consider making a donation to. Now, Giving Tuesday has already passed, but perhaps you are the kind of person who either likes to make donations before the end of the year to reap the tax benefits of that, or you're just like the kind of person who likes to give, you know, whether or not you get a tax write-off. Well, we've listed, I'm just glancing at the page now, 7 different nonprofit organizations that all deal with poetry and writing. We have Beyond Baroque Literary Arts Center in Los Angeles. It's a unique venue, which is both a bookstore and a performance space, a dedicated venue just for the literary arts here in Los Angeles. They are a nonprofit organization. Also, the World Stage, a similar organization in another part of Los Angeles, which has been promoting readings and workshops, etc., in the poetry community in South Central Los Angeles for decades, really. They definitely need your help. They're in danger of closing. So they're a very worthwhile organization for you to support. Penn Center USA and Poets and Writers, Inc., both national in the United States organizations that work to promote poetry and to support writers, well worthy of your support financially. Tebat Bach, a nonprofit organization out of Orange County, which supports poets and writers through readings and publications. Red Hen Press, a nonprofit organization, an independent press that works very hard to promote and support poetry and publishes many excellent books throughout the year, deserves your support. And finally, a relatively new nonprofit organization started by Aaron Elizabeth Smith, who is a participant in Poetry Superhighway projects in the past. She's entered our contests in the past. She's been published by us. She started the Sundress Academy for the Arts, a nonprofit organization that runs workshops and does publications and teaches the art of poetry, the art and craft of poetry as well. So that's just seven organizations that support poetry and writing in the world, and well worthy of they're all not-for-profit organizations. So if you're in the United States and you make a donation, it's 100% tax deductible. And if you go to the Poetry Superhighway website, you can see on the front page all of the listings of our latest posts. And I think it's the third one down. You can click right on the list of who those organizations are, and go right to their donate pages if you'd like to make a donation, tax deductible before the end of the year. So that's our participation in Giving Tuesday. Although I fully admit that it happens to be Sunday right now. All right, the number to call in, we're going to get to our callers in just a couple minutes. It's 646-716-7362. All right, I just wanted to open the page to make sure I could give you the exact information on how to find this list of where these folks are. It's the third item down on the Poetry Superhighway website. All righty, moving along. I also want to mention something special I'm doing at the Cobalt Cafe this week. The Cobalt Cafe is the venue where I host a reading every single week here in Southern California at the Cobalt Cafe in Canoga Park, California. It's an open reading. I've been hosting it for almost 20 years. If you're in Southern California, you should definitely come down. This particular Tuesday happens to be the last reading of the year. The following two Tuesdays are, the following two Tuesdays are December 24th, which is Christmas Eve, not a good night to have a poetry reading and expect people to actually come. And then the week after that is New Year's Eve. Also, not traditionally a night when people would choose to just go out to a poetry reading. So this particular Tuesday is our last reading of the year. In addition to our open reading, which anyone is welcome to participate in, our featured poet is Poetry. That is a gentleman who refers to himself as Poetry. It's P-O-E-T-R-I. He's a really talented performer, very funny. He is a Tony Award-winning poet. He put together he participated in a show that was on Broadway called Deaf Poetry Jam, which won a Tony. He was on the actual show Deaf Poetry Jam, which was on HBO for quite some time. So I definitely recommend that you check out Poetry this particular Tuesday at the Cobalt, 9 o'clock. But also, we'll be doing our in-person holiday book gift exchange. Now, this is similar. If you're a fan of the Poetry Superhighway, you're probably familiar with our Great Poetry Exchange project, which we do during, I forget what month it happens, but it happens at some point during the year. Not right now, so don't worry about it. This is a project in which you you pledge one of your poetry books, and in turn, you will receive a poetry book from some random other participant from some other part of the world. So I'm doing this live at the Cobalt Cafe on Tuesday. All you have to do is bring a book of poetry. It could be your book of poetry that you wrote and published, a chapbook, whatever. Could be a book of poetry that you love. Maybe it's something right off your shelf that you've read a million times that you want to give to someone else so that you have an extra copy of, or something you buy just for this purpose. Someone asked earlier if they could come and with a literary magazine. Sure, why not? So you'll put it in the pile. We're going to assign numbers to all of these. And then as everyone goes up to read, that person will get to draw a random number and pick a book from the pile that they get to go home with. So that's it. You don't have to bring a book. You can just come for the open reading. It's fine. But if you do bring a book, you get to participate in this exchange. So it's kind of like a holiday poetry book exchange dealy. I hope that you, I hope that you come and you bring a book. It's a cool thing. It's our sort of fun holiday tradition. What the hell? Bring eggnog. You know what? Bring po-nog. Thank you. All right, the number to call in is area code 646-716-7362. Let's get to our first caller. It is a caller with... Oh, they just dropped. Okay, someone's calling in on a blocked number, I think. It's all ones. Try calling in again. Use a landline, darn it, if you're having trouble with your cell phone. All right, we're going to begin with a... an old spoken word track that that I played quite some time ago. This is from Maggie Westland. She was a she was actually one of the judges of this year's poetry contest and the winner of the 2012, one of the top three winners of the 2012 poetry contest. While we're listening to it, get yourself in the queue, the number 646-716-7362. If you're considering calling in, by the way, better to do it earlier in the show. I tend to get a lot of calls in the last 5 minutes and then can't put all of those people on. So if you call in earlier, I can talk with you longer. I can not stressing about you reading a shorter poem. I can find out more about your world. So call in now so you can get in. All right, here is the poem Pussy Riot by Maggie Westland.
You're wrong if you think sending pistol-whipping bullies packing heat is right. It's not. We're hot. Our pussy whips can slip past jailbird bars. You think your bully pulpits can put down bird song? You're wrong. Our hymns resound, reverberate from chapel walls. Redress what's wrong. You want a riot? For real heads to roll, real red in squares. We didn't chop yours. All we did was sing out what we thought. Peel back your masks. You thought cops are the ones that should be in the jail. Stop all this childish rant and rail against such frail girl power. You ought to riot. You'll get one for sure. On larger stage, the world already stands outraged at petty politics, corruption, and the stink of war. Put Putin in the stocks to mock. Or would you rather have gulags to freeze out art and beauty in pretense of safe? Come on, come out, come sing aloud. Keep counsel and the flag of free speech flying in the face of outlandish other worlds of shame, dishonesty, and hate.
All right, that was the poem Pussy Riot by Poetry Superhighway veteran Maggie Westland. The number to call in is 646-716-7362. Here's another spoken word track from poet Jerry Garcia.
Wings shoot from my shoulder blades. I glide over ocean mist and touch down on a cloud. I thought I would see angels, other angels. Perhaps the girl knew she would shatter first as I tumble through thick air. I see my young love smack the sand and rock below. Arms flail, fingers crack, gritty surf covers her with a pall of seaweed. I plummet to her side. No wings sprout. No parachute pulls my reprieve. No zephyr sweeps me to heaven. Air and surf flutter static through my ears. I open my mouth to bitter salt, look into wet sand, and become a seagull's last screech.
So cool. A spoken word track from Jerry Garcia from a performance he did at Beyond Baroque a couple of years ago. Why haven't you submitted your spoken word track for me to play on the show? That's what I want to know. Alrighty, I'm going to try to get this caller on. Blocked number keeps dropping. Is anybody there? Hello? Unlisted number? No. All right. Just not working for you. I guess you're calling from a place where there is no cell phone coverage, or cell phone coverage only works for like 2 minutes at a time. And not the 2 minutes that I click to put you on the air. Call in, folks. There's a great opportunity for you to share a poem with a worldwide audience. The number is 646-716-7362. We have no content or style restrictions. You can read any kind of poem you want. You could read a dirty poem if you want. You could, my God, you could read anything you want. You could read a poem by your favorite poet that you just read that inspired you so much that you have no choice but to share it with the world. You could call in just to make an announcement about what's going on your website, what's happening in your poetry world, about a project that you've got coming up, about a contest you're running. Lordy, I want to read a poem for you myself. I just received a book in the mail from Michael from Birmingham, Alabama, who's a gentleman who's been calling into the Poetry Superhighway live reading ever since I started this program a number of years ago. This is by the poet Wisława Szymborska. It's called Bruegel's Two Monkeys from Wisława Szymborska's book View with a Grain of Sand, Selected Poems. This is what I see in my dreams about final exams. Two monkeys chained to the floor sit on the windowsill. The sky behind them flutters. The sea is taking its bath. The exam is history of mankind. I stammer and hedge. One monkey stares and listens with mocking disdain. The other seems to be dreaming away. But when it's clear I don't know what to say, he prompts me with a gentle clinking of his chain. That's Bruegel's Two Monkeys by Wisława Szymborska. The image at the end of a monkey in chains makes me very sad, I should point out. But that's a stellar poem. That's actually the poem that opens up Wisława Szymborska's book, View with a Grain of Sand. I was very proud. You may have heard of this project already, but Wisława, the publishers of another of Szymborska's book, Houghton Mifflin, agreed to let me reprint one of her poems in a book I just edited called Ekphrastia Gone Wild. This is a book of poems written by people from all over the world who have written ekphrastic poetry after other forms of art. This is, you probably know what an ekphrastic poem is. You're all poets. So I put out a call for submissions about a year and a half ago for ekphrastic poetry. Typically an ekphrastic poem, classically, I guess, is a poem written after viewing a painting or some kind of artwork like that. But it doesn't have to be. It could be after any form of art. It could be after a film, etc. And so people sent in work, and not just poems after works of art, but after artists, after viewing entire collections of poetry at galleries, etc. And I released the book earlier this year, Ekphrastia Gone Wild, and I was lucky enough to get permission to put one of Wisława Szymborska's ekphrastic poems in it, her poem Vermeer, after a Dutch painting of the same name, and it's very cool. You should definitely check out this book. It's at poetrysuperhighway.com/EGW. All right, the number to call in, folks, is area code 646-716-7362.
Even though we are from different worlds, for over a decade, by my side, you have always stood, giving up a life, during the light, to be with me in the dark of the night. Me never worrying that you would ever flee. Never a complaint, never a harsh word. You never saying anything derogatory, even though you could. So I raise my glass to you in reverence as I drink to thee. This heart I'm not supposed to have. You bring such happiness to my unholy life. You have chosen freely to, on this night, to forever be with me, joining me in this unholy existence. You freely choose to be my wife. So, for your courageous sacrifice, my love, I drink to thee. When I was a living being upon this earth, a toast was a great way to honor someone. Since then, things have really changed. But I do honor you so, the love being the key. You choose the undead to be with me, never again feeling the warmth of the biggest star, the sun. For all the happiness you freely bring to me, darling, I drink to thee. I cannot describe to you what you bring to the undead, the happiness you and I share. Over everything, you decided that you would choose me. So tonight, we become one. You not hesitating to join me. You act as if about this you haven't a care. I raise my glass to you for the love you bring to me. I drink to thee. You standing before me, you come into my arms. No questions. Now I inflict the fatal bite. You wanting to be with me, this being your only wish, your only plea. Entering my world, you show no remorse of any kind of fright. So the warm, dark liquid in my glass, I raise to you, and I drink to thee. This night will always be remembered as the night in which we became one. I could not say no to you being in my life, because this is the way I feel it should be. There is no turning back now, as our lives together has begun. So for this unselfish, loving choice you freely made, I drink to thee.
All right, that was the poem I Drink to Thee, actually written by a woman named Linnea Lee and recited by Victor Aurelius. He's playing through some spoken word tracks that I've received over the last couple of years today on the show. Cool, huh? Don't you think? If you'd like to call in and read a poem live, certainly open to that. The number is area code 646-716-7362. We're broadcasting for the next half hour. I promised you, we're just at the half hour mark now, that I would play a new spoken word track from you, and I do indeed have one. This is a poem called Miss Betty, I should say. This is written by the poet Marula Blades. She is a poet who lives in Berlin, Germany. She sent this to me a couple of weeks ago, and she was a participant in this past year's Poetry Superhighway contest, where her poem, one of her poems, I should say, tied for fifth place in the contest out of 560 poems, or however many it was. So that's pretty good. This particular poem, Miss Betty, is from her debut spoken word EP called Word Pulse, released by Halavision Records in the United Kingdom in 2013. She also wrote the music together with her musical partner, Jörg Heinrich. Please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that. Marula? I'm sorry. Her musical partner is George Henry. Oh, no, well, I guess that's the same name, except in a different language, who sung all the vocals on the track. So, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the spoken word track Miss Betty by Marula Blades.
She used to sing to memorize notes between the wind silences. Tones of red, dripping in triplets, to splintered slats, where the muted sound of color stretched under bony fingers like driver marks. She used to sing to warm the dank, dark pulse of ink. Thumping a wilted beat in her parade in a garden, where only the stubble of wheat grows, and rainworms float, waterlogged in sheer stocking-like skin. During the passing of years, for weddings of color to throw top hats like daffodil coronas, dispersing swollen black seeds to pollinate the journey through. She used to sing, she used to sing. Winter's lash from her raw skin, and to hush the noise of felling trees. She fell, her yellow skirt ballooned like the sun, spearheaded bushes ripped twill, the yellow sagged, for a year a snagged lone flag flapped on a treetop. A wooden steeple painted plate with a handful of waxed hair. She shines birch inside the sheen. A waist-like finger tracks 80 wide groceries as the moon's light blinded by snow. She's
Well, that was pretty awesome. That was the poem Miss Betty, read and written and sang upon by Marula Blades from Berlin, Germany. The musician playing under her was George Henry from, well, I don't know where George Henry's from, probably also from Berlin. People don't tell me everything. You know what I'm saying? All right, the number to call in is 646-716-7362. We've got about 23 minutes left in the show. Take a break. Be happy to take a break from playing these spoken word tracks to hear what it is that you would like to read here on Poetry Superhighway Live. Next up is a poem from Wanda Coleman. Wanda Coleman was a beloved Los Angeles poet who passed away earlier this month, actually. Very sad to have lost her. This is her poem, Wanda Coleman at the Jazz Club.
At the Jazz Club, he comes on a ghost. Remember, we were here once. Love was a new cut of meat, the sweat of fresh blood into each other's eyes falling, a closeness of breath, a toast, two glasses, reflection, his knee courting mine. And I thought wrong. Thought, maybe. Flesh time, widowed sheets, a memory of a half-fleshed toilet. The smell of him lingers just at the edge of my nose. A pressed carnation stains the paper of our lives. Pages to lock away in a chest of disquiet. Where are they all now? The ones who listened so rapt to our rhetoric, the spirits that mirrored my enthusiasm, lust for adventure, the window that promised escape in case the smoke became too thick. A prayer catches me unaware. Religiosity is something other than dogma, the stink of our love losing potence between applications of pine salt, and I'm burning for him, bacon on a hot, greasy grill. The singer sets a mood. What more can we do? We cemented in bond of flesh, eager to get there, never tiring of the ritual, detergent and bleach, the sun burning kisses on the tips of my fingers pressed against safety glass. Sometimes his touch comes through with the urgency of a dying race, my heart beneath his shoe. We whispered overthrows, speculated on the Egyptian Book of the Dead, Soul Train and Liberation. Whatever happened to the brown-eyed me, a mini-skirted wound weeping soft red candlelight? She reappears occasionally between motel doors, takes her lover's wallet while he sleeps, and steals away.
All right, that was the poem At the Jazz Club by Wanda Coleman. Don't know where that was recorded, but that's a voice from the past, and a voice from Wanda Coleman, who passed away recently. She was really a beloved Los Angeles poet, almost universally. So there's going to be a memorial for her, Wanda Coleman Memorial, on Sunday, January 19th, 2014, at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific, at the church in Ocean Park, which is Ocean Park, California. It's just sort of nestled between Venice, California, and Santa Monica, California, right off Ocean Boulevard. Actually, right off Main Street, now that I think about it. 2 o'clock p.m. There's going to be a potluck. It's being put on by Beyond Baroque Literary Arts Center. Check it out. There's some more information about it on the Beyond Baroque website at beyondbaroque.org. Our next actual PSH Live open reading will be the week before that, so I'll remind you about it then. All right, the number to call in is area code 646 716 562. I have a caller on the line from the 818 area code. Hello.
Hello, how are you? This is Lita Parent-Harris calling.
Hi, Lita, you said?
Lita Parent-Harris, that's correct.
Nice to meet you, Lita.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm guessing by the 818 area code that you're calling from somewhere here in Southern California?
Well, I actually kept the previous phone that I lived in. I used to live in the Valley, but now I live in downtown Los Angeles. So I just kept this number all this time, so... Yeah.
Well, I think that does count as still Southern California.
Yes, it does. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I've never quite done this before, so it's kind of new for me to read over the phone. But I do appreciate the opportunity, you know.
Well, it's very similar to reading not on the phone, you know. It's just it's a different kind of microphone. You still have ears listening to you. You still have a poem coming out of your mouth.
Right.
So I have great confidence that you can do this.
Okay. Shall I begin? Go ahead.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, it's called Sting for Being Lonely. This bustle is untouched by my mind, uncontrolled by my heart. It is a consumed silence I sit and languish in, for the sake of being bullet complete. Your eyes beckon to me, softly waving your lids to flash tiredly as you wait and I stand. Wait because the empty chair at home does not compare to your soft arms wrapping around me. I stay here to be with you from being lonely. Pain and sadness that my heart feels through the love and songs that flee through my stereo. Food there to cook to keep you until you return. Your laughter and company make me smile while my bed lies cold and untouched. I stay here because in this way, to be with you here, I can be myself, my truest self, can love once again and be free. All these things I do, I stay from being lonely.
Well, you really painted a picture of loneliness there, Lita.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I lost my husband a few months back, and just getting through the bereavement and still trying to pick up the pieces and move on. A lot of good things are happening, and you know, people come together to help me during this time. And it still doesn't, you know, change. You have to get through the healing. You have to get through it. You try to consume yourself with things, with you know, busyness, but you have to let the grieving process happen. You know. And it's okay. It's okay. And so when I write things that reflect my feelings at the time. Even though I'm happy and very positive and very functioning, I'm still in very much pain from the loss, even though people might not see it in my life.
Well, you might hide it well, but it never quite completely goes away, I would imagine. But it does get easier as time goes on. I'm so sorry to hear about your loss, and I hope that the memory of your husband will be a source of strength for you and joy as time goes on. And I'm sure you'll be able to pick up the pieces and move forward.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Rick.
Sure. Do you go to any readings here in LA, or do you participate in the poetry community?
Yes, I go to Speakeasy, which is on a Monday night in downtown, and then I go to one in Echo Park, Silver Lake area. So I go to several ones that are in the adjacent, like Hollywood, West Hollywood, downtown area. When I can't get to the Valley, I try to get as much as possible, but it depends on the day and everything. But I'm actually taking a course at USC for to get my material published at that 10 months. So when I complete it, I'll be working towards my goal. So, yeah.
Very cool. Do you want to mention the names of the actual venues where these two readings are, just in case anyone else in Southern California is listening and might want to check them out?
The Last Bookstore in downtown Los Angeles on 5th and Spring.
And that's the Speakeasy?
That's usually the first Monday, And then every day is going to be at the Lexington on the 3rd in Maine. So that's going to be on the following Monday, because she has the Lady Boxer has it on Monday at the last bookstore. And then at the Lexington, she's going to have it the rest of the week, the rest of the month. So, and then the one that go in Echo Park is called Rothless Lounge and Art Gallery. So we've got different ones.
Cool. Do you have a website or anything that people can check you out at if they want to see more of your work?
Yes, I do. I have Lita Karen Harris under writer. It's called backporchbooks.wixstop.com, and that's my website. I have a couple poems set up right now just to put it together. I will put some bio and some video on there too as well, but it's just the basic website for me for to start in right now. And so that's been fun putting that together. And then also going to school for the publishing. That should be good too. I'm looking forward to that because I really enjoyed my fellow classmates and
it's a class about book publishing, is that right?
Well, it's a poetry class. It's an extension course, and it's for 10 months. And when you complete the class, then you get published when you finish.
Oh.
And I just started
about
2
cool.
months ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. So.
Well, Lita, thank you so much for calling in. You'll never be able to say that you've never done this before. and I hope you call in again.
I will. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too. That was Lita Perrin-Harris calling from downtown Los Angeles, reading her poem about the loss of her husband. We wish her well. I'm sure she'll get through it with strength. She sounds like she's in good shape, but you know. We all know that kind of pain stays with you. So thanks for calling in, Lita. The number to call in if you want to try to squeeze in a poem in the last 12 minutes of the show or so is 646-716-7362. Our next caller is from the 765 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Thomas Welby Cox calling.
Hi. How are you, Thomas?
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
I'm a first time caller. Yeah. Well, the old part doesn't really matter, but the first time caller is very cool, especially for me because I've seen your name, you know, online with various Poetry Superhighway projects for years now. So it's cool to actually hear your voice.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. I'm just you haven't heard my voice or seen my work for several years because I've been in prison, convicted by the government for sedition. So I'm happy to be out and delighted. My friend Rick Lupert gave me the connection, and so I was hoping that you might have a minute for me to share, since this is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Kennedy, a poem that I wrote in 1963.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you let me know where you're calling from so we know where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Richmond, Indiana.
Okay.
That's about 70 miles east of Indianapolis.
Great. Well, I'd love to hear your poem. Let's hear it.
This is titled November 22nd, 1963. A solid black horse stalked a caisson. Inverted boots at his side, a saber and a sheath where a fallen leader used to ride. And on the wind, a skillful drummer struck a mournful beat. The tune pierced the hearts of thousands who came respectfully and lined the streets. The event made strange confusion, no contrast in the dark from the sun, sleep so vital, yet somehow uneventful. In the face of what one shot had done. And now a widow watches, a small child salutes, a volley ripples across the lawn, sending its message unyielding and resolute, where others too have long since gone. A flame is lit and a nation mourns more than the loss of a favorite son, matters of history are now left here by the side of others at Arlington.
Nice poem. We haven't had anything on Kennedy's assassination, or the anniversary, I should say. So very cool to hear that, Thomas, and thank you very much for sharing it.
Yes, and by the way, I have a book that was published this year. It's on Amazon. It's called The Day John Fitzgerald Kennedy Passed, if anyone's interested in the subject.
Good. How can people find it?
Well, it's on, as say, Amazon.com under Thomas Welby Cox. And I think that for the rest of the month, it's free.
Oh, well, that's who could pass that deal up? So you're saying you were in prison for sedition, you know, basically, you know, inciting people to rebel against the authority is I understand what that means. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And how long were you in?
I was in for a total of, including jails and various other halfway houses and four different prisons I was in. They put me on what they call diesel therapy to keep me hidden. They floated me around to the most archaic prisons you can imagine. But I was in for a total of 10 years.
Wow, that's quite a lot just for speaking up in a country that is sort of based on free speech as one of its premises.
Well, one of the reasons that I wrote the book was that I met a guy in the Atlanta prison who had been in prison since 1965. He had worked for the CIA, and they had him in prison for sedition also. So the government is always looking for a way to hide people.
Well, I hope they're not listening into this show, because I don't want you to get hidden again, and frankly, I don't want them to snatch me up either.
I'm sure that they won't snatch you, but they are always watching me. You can't speak up in this country. It is not, it does not have freedom of speech any longer. You say the least thing sideways, and they will get you, and they are listening to everybody.
So they say. Well, Thomas, thank you so much for calling in. Welcome back to Freedom, and I hope I wish you much success and freedom for the remainder of your time on Earth.
Well, at 72, according to the actuaries, it isn't very long, but don't forget, I'll be listening to your program and enjoying it.
Glad to hear it. All righty.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Thomas Welby Cox calling from Richmond, Indiana, newly out of prison for an act of sedition, reading his poem in honor of the anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I was just in Washington, D.C. over the summer. Wrote a whole book of poems there that will actually be out next month. It's called The Gettysburg Undress. But I had the chance to go to the Newseum, which, if you don't know already, and as you could probably guess from the title, is a museum which focuses on news, which had an amazing exhibit and series of films, etc., on Kennedy's assassination. The Newseum is one of the most unique and interesting museums I've been in. If you get tired of art and other kinds of museums, I definitely recommend, if you're in the D.C. area, checking out the Newseum. All right, the number to call in is 646-716-7362. I see that unlisted number is back. Is anyone there?
Michael in Birmingham.
Hey, Michael. Thank you so much for the book. Thank you so much for the book. I'm really enjoying it. And I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I did, in fact, read one of Szymborska's poems and mentioned you as a gifter of the book as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I just figured since she was one of the stars of the anthology that you were the person I should send the book to.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I love it.
So, our time here on the Earth is kind of like it was the night before our big Noel. Then we are home for the Christmas forever. So talk to you next year.
Tell me, what's that was a poem. Wait, you mentioned this before. This was something you were going to read last month, but chose to read it now since it's closer to the holiday. Is that right? Or remind me what happened there.
I don't quite recall, other than what I just read. It was something that I wrote in the last couple of days.
Oh, well, then I'm completely wrong, I guess. That happens
maybe,
when you get as
maybe
old as
perhaps
me.
I had originally planned that. Maybe I had, but that came to me, that comparison between it was the night before Christmas and then our time here on Earth. It's kind of like it was the night before our big Noel. Then we are home for the Christmas forever. Talk to you next year. Happy holidays.
All right, you too. You too. Thanks so much for calling, Michael. That was Michael from Birmingham, Alabama. Michael, like I said, he's been participating in this show since the beginning. We've been doing this 5 or 6 years now, every single month, for the most part. He's got a poem, actually, in Ekphrastia Gone Wild as well. Check it out at poetrysuperhighway.com/EGW to see everyone who's in the book. You can also listen. We had a special Poetry Superhighway live show, which included many of the poets who are in the book reading their poems. It was mixed with music. It's a two-hour show. It's very cool. You can check it out at Poetry Superhighway Live in the archives there. It's one of the featured shows, or it's also something you can just check out on the Ain't Got No Press website. It's poetrysuperhighway.com/EGW. We'll take you right there and check it out. Well, we're just about out of time. I see a couple people have called in here in the last minute, but we're not going to be able to get to you because I got 60 seconds left here. I highly recommend next month. Our show is January 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific that you call in during the early part of the show. We'll have plenty of time to talk with you. You can read a long poem. You can tell us about what's going on in your poetry world. That's our next show, January 12th. I hope everyone has an amazing Christmas if you celebrate that, Kwanzaa if you celebrate that, New Year, if you celebrate that. I assume that pretty much covers most people. We'll be back again on January 12th with the next Poetry Superhighway Live open reading. If you missed any part of this show, you can hear it in the archive immediately after we finish. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Visit our website at poetrysuperhighway.com and have a great, great rest of your day.